Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
We were on our way back from the Pleiades, and we had been travelling for some months.
I think Jethro had restrained himself from murdering the captain, if I recall.
He had, yeah.
Jethro has been in the brig for 6 months.
No, he made a lot of threats, and I don't know how much leeway even the security if you're threatening the captain.
Jethro made a lot of threats just when the captain was around, or just when you guys and the captain was around. He didn't do it in front of everybody else. He was very careful about that.
Well, I don't remember you being that careful.
What is his rank? I can't remember. Major?
Sorry?
What is
Colonel?
Colonel. So you don't get there without knowing a certain amount of what you can get away with and what you can't.
Right. And I have diplomat too.
Yeah, so you can say, if you do that, Captain, Sir, I'm going to shoot you. This is not a threat, it is an explanation.
It will be my responsibility to shoot you.
I think you're supposed to go for the old, you know, medical unfit for duty, blah, blah, blah. But the trouble is, the only doctor we knew at the time wasn't that kind of doctor, so we couldn't really get that
This is more or less what the paperwork is going to say in the end. That she was temporarily unfit for command and therefore was able to go on the exploration.
Because I was more than happy. In fact, we actually worked out a way for her to do that between her and me. And
came apart under gravitational stresses.
So, it is now about 18 months later, which is why you now have all those new skills.
Ooh. Gosh, I wondered what they'd been doing. Apparently, patching people up.
Travelling. And we have a secondary target for this expedition. And since, well, basically you survived the primary target.
We're sending you in again to try and finish the job.
So the return route goes via the Hyades cluster.
Are they just picking rhyming ones?
No, it's actually about the right place.
Okay.
Is this because there is one of the... because they think the all the structures are interlinked, don't they?
Well,
are we going to another interlinked structure?
Well, that's not clear. I mean, that's only a thing that has been learned from the Pleiades explorations. Mm-hmm. But basically the planning from Earth was that we can't actually detect any anomalies of this sort from the Hyades that we're getting from the Pleiades.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, we can only just detect the Pleiades ones. They are similar clusters. They are about equally reachable. Let's at least take a look.
Yeah.
And see if the same sort of thing happens there. And
reasonable?
It's nothing at all to do with the King in Yellow, honest.
No.
That must be the
I
only...
I knew someone who served on that.
It's got to be the only role-playing scenario that isn't anything to do with the King in Yellow.
Oh, I haven't heard of it. Oh, wait, that's the other sign. Sorry. Carry on.
So, this is an open cluster. There are hundreds of stars that are sort of more or less associated with it. But the core of it is about an 18 light year sphere with four white dwarfs. It's quite an old cluster. There's a depletion of high and low mass stars. Though there is a single white giant, A73, which is just, why is this there? We don't know.
Oh.
So, which is a good reason to go and look at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something we might learn something more about our model of physics.
Who's the best martial artist out of you guys?
Are you paying attention to what we're talking about?
Radish.
Hang on.
Martial arts?
Almost certainly literally anyone else on the ship.
That would be melee unarmed.
Yeah.
Possibly including that rat you dissected now.
I've got a couple of levels in there.
Actually, that is the only thing I'm reason... Well, it's the only skill I have in combat.
What, dissecting rats?
Yes, I can rapidly dissect a rat in combat. I've got melee unarmed zero, which is my highest combat skill.
Okay. In which case, then, I reckon Mason is probably teaching me and we're using Radish as a dummy. Sorry, as a test subject. That's
I'm
fine.
Busy
That's right.
writing my...
You're probably using me as a dummy because I've got ridiculous endurance.
Where did you
endurance.
Say we were going again?
Hyades.
Hyades? Okay, let me know when we get there.
This works quite well, actually, because I'm training corrals. No, didn't feel a thing.
I learned a bit of carouse on the way as well.
Yeah, I didn't think it was possible as a solitary activity, but apparently it is.
Doesn't work as well as a workshop, but...
No more workshops, Doctor.
The permission to schedule the carousing workshop seems to have got lost in the paperwork somewhere.
I've done a spreadsheet every week for the next 18 months.
And the spreadsheet workshop was particularly poorly attended.
Yeah, I think Excel probably got caught in the great purge that destroyed PowerPoint forever.
Mm. I mean, it's a noble thing.
Offer thanks. Yeah.
Okay, ignore that. Oh, it's a ridiculous link. Sorry, it was just the mention of rats in combat. But never mind.
In combat. Like.
In Combrat, yes. Well done.
I've known a couple of sub
Conga rats to you.
That build rat shaped drones on bases that they're in the city anyway. Yeah, packed full of plastic explosive or other toys. Nice. So, much as with the Pleiades, you basically the Flotilla splits up and it's doing mapping passes through the cluster. Mm-hmm. So could I have, first of all, anybody who wants to make it, astrogation, astronomy or physics?
Oh no, none of those.
Int in any case.
God, no, not me.
5 plus...
13?
Okay.
6, 7, astrogation?
9. I can do you tactics and navigation. Naval, and that's about as much as you get from me.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I got 9 in astronomy.
I've just got gazing naval.
We're suddenly a power team. We're a power couple, Radish.
I mean, astronomy is completely irrelevant to what I'm asking for, but apart from that, yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to say, if I can sound like I know what I'm talking about, that's
I'm astrogating, and he's telling me facts about the stars we're gating.
Yeah, so...
It would be 7 if it was
comes up as you're passing through the centre of the cluster. Obviously, keeping an eye on the stars for observation and navigational purposes. And several of them are... I mean, they are rotating, as stars tend to, but several of them are rotating more slowly than their mass should allow. It's not a huge thing.
Would that mean they're being slowed by another body?
That would be a possibility, though. Yeah.
There were some weird gravitational effects near the other Pleiades. With any effect on our drive?
No. I don't seem to be seeing anything like that.
I don't want it to relax or whatever terrifyingly horrifying thing it is.
Look on the bright side. If that happens, you're very unlikely to notice.
Dr. Radish?
Yes, Phoenix.
Please,
call me Horace.
So, just in terms of the
what, just
measured and recorded mass of these stars, it's looking to me like the rotational speed is a bit out. Would you mind just double checking these figures?
Yeah,
I'm probably
Phoenix, okay.
Calculating something.
Unlike, yes, I would have thought so. Let me have a look.
I've got to keep track of these new ones. You know.
The cosmology constant.
It's basically a mass of age thing. There should be a minimum rotation speed.
Yes, I did discover a few errors, Phoenix, but in substance, oh, right. you're more or less correct.
Oh, something off kilter.
Somebody's not getting a hold of the ship.
Yeah, there is some unusual. Maybe how are we thinking about dark matter currently, Roger? Has that been quashed or?
Oh, I think that's been long since forgotten.
Quite right, too.
It will now be a key plot point in the next adventure, but never mind.
Any light diffraction anywhere, or any unusual spectral effects?
Certainly nothing immediately obvious. I mean, this is not a huge effect anyway, but, yeah.
Okay. Are we likely to crash into anything?
Oh, no. It's just an anomaly, you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's hard to investigate without finding an origin.
Possibly an error in the mass.
Well, there's no error in the mass. They're not...
Are we measuring the mass? Or is this calculator from something else? Like, is it something where we might be wrong about the mass, plausibly?
Very unlikely.
Roger's taken all that into account. But that's
Give you cross-checks on that. So.
Yeah. I'm just running through the sort of things Felix would want to think about. Because that, you know, that seems like the most obvious is that we've...
Miscalculated.
You know, if we're working off records.
As I say, some of your calculations are a bit amateurish.
More your field than mine, Doctor.
Well done, Felix, for trying.
I
just
stay by him, mostly. Yeah, I did go to that workshop.
Yes, and you were top of the class. Well,
I tapped the notebook, which I was hastily consulting before acting Dr. Radish to check my figure.
In case
it had an answer and I was going to look stupid.
Astronomy,
cosmology, or physics? Plus,
astronomy. That's better, 10 on
it astronomy. Means you throw a little bit out of this one, aren't we?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're basically going from star to star at this point, and not many of them don't even have planets. So
they seem to be enjoying themselves.
Okay, again
just let them have fun.
There's a slightly odd thing going on here, which is, again, particularly the ones in the stars in the middle of the cluster have a slightly higher metallicity than the ones outside, which is basically the proportion of elements that aren't hydrogen or helium.
More than they should do for their size and temperature?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not weird in itself, but it's weird that they're clustered together. And they're mostly the ones that are spinning too slowly as well.
Could some kind of... any evidence of a supernova?
Not obviously. Astronomy, physics, cosmology, or chemistry, plus int.
I'm also wondering, could some kind of giant megastructure be affecting the speeds?
I have my suspicion.
That would be 11 on all of those that I got plus 2 on. Which is
wouldn't we be able to detect, you know, if there was like a Dyson swarm or something, wouldn't that?
Well, something that encompassing, yes, but even a megastructure next to a star is going to be hard to detect.
You're thinking different.
Oh, something like a ring world, you mean?
Well, again, that maybe, but it wouldn't have to be quite so extensive. Big then, not omega.
The interstellar medium in the core area is slightly denser than usual.
We've discovered the ether.
It's quite usual to get, you know, an older star blows off its surface layers and these form molecular clouds that will eventually condense into new stars.
Hmm.
There isn't an older star to be the source of it.
Is it a homogeneous?
What about that white dwarf?
Is it a smearing or is there some kind
of... Do you mean
the
white giant?
Oh, white giant, sorry.
It doesn't seem to be.
I'm trying to say, is it a cloud or is it kind of denser in areas and others?
It is clouds.
Okay.
Interstellar material.
As though a star has been completely destroyed?
Yeah, that suggests
some
kind of...
Maybe not enough mass for that, but it's a lot.
Well, I'm wondering, destroyed in the process of, for want of a better term, mining it.
Yeah, some kind of interference by non-cosmological
means. Swarms of, I don't know, supercomputers or something. That just was, wondering.
You always go back to the hyper-intelligent sex bot.
The other thought is, looking at the clouds, are they...
That one looks like a whale.
Are the atom-sized... Sorry, are the particles in the clouds atom-sized or are they bigger? Right, okay.
So there's no discernible objects.
And with the and with the breakdown, it wouldn't say be predominantly iron, carbon, titanium.
not particularly. No, I mean. It's your fairly standard stellar surface materials.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Mason... It's almost if something's been here, done something such as mining or otherwise interfering with it, and then gone away again.
I was thinking, what could maybe come along, refuel, destroy a star in the process, and then toddle off? As a wasteful form of... getting something from a star.
Well, can I think
destroying
of
it to extract something?
Can I think of a plausible cosmological phenomena that would produce this slowing of any kind within our known sphere of physics?
Not really. I mean, if you had some way of having a very fast star moving through the area and somehow it's... Well, that killer cloud got decelerated and it didn't by hand-wavy mechanism.
But if you do get...
We can't rule out hand-wavy, can we? I mean, it's always it's always there in the background of any RPG.
There's always timey-wimey.
It would suggest some kind of... we don't know how long ago this could have. It could have been millennia. But something
We should be able to work out an approximate age.
I guess if we think, how far should the clouds have been dispelled compared to...
Well, that depends on whether they all started in the same place or different places, which isn't... could I have an investigate, Plazint?
Not my field of expertise.
Investigate?
Plus int. I'm mainly talking about the int, not the investigate.
Three...
A bollocks and a fuck's sake. So I not
with my level 2 in investigate and my plus 1 in int, I've got a 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Several of the worlds, it's more obvious on the vacuum worlds, show signs of heavy surface bombardments, asteroids, meteors, whatever.
Some sort of weaponry, perhaps, or
possibly.
Looks like
huge scale.
Something blew up, and debris has.
Yeah,
like a star blew up.
Could I have a planetology as well?
Uh huh.
Not from me.
This is across multiple star systems.
Oh, wait, I don't have planetology, annoyingly.
Okay.
Can I default to physics or astronomy?
You can default to any other science, including philosophy.
What?
Well,
get your pipe out and wow.
Sorry,
when I say get your pipe out, let's not misunderstand what I was referring to.
You came to the naturist workshop, didn't you? The default, I've defaulted to 11, but I don't know if I'm at negatives otherwise.
Okay, well, you have your default of 0 because you have other sciences, so that's fine. You reckon within the last million years?
Okay, just missed them. In a cosmological time span, of course.
Were we taking photos as we...
Yes, but you've only got about 500-odd years of baseline.
Interesting. Well, something is... Some big jam thing has been here. Well, it would suggest some... I don't know any other way to say it, but some other intelligence capable of producing something big enough to do, whether that's a spaceship that acts effectively like a star. There's no debris field of any kind, no other structure, a battle.
Let's have another planetology default with int.
8.
Okay.
Thought. Any radioactives?
Nothing
to a star.
Okay, let's have back to the stellar level. Astrogation, astronomy, cosmology, or physics with int. You can go for this.
Oh, that is a rubbish roll. 6 for me.
No sciences.
Yes, but you do have astrogation.
Astrogation.
Oh, I missed astrogation. Astrogation. Just the 11.
Okay.
Didn't roll very well.
Right, so...
I put it up a lot.
The cluster as a whole is... moving in roughly the same direction. I mean, that's what defines the cluster. There is also some rotation around the general axis of travel. And there are some anomalies in that. This is discovery of Pluto stuff. It's acting as if there is some other high-mass object that you haven't observed.
Right, okay, yeah.
High-mass objects tend to be stars, so they tend to be, you know, you can't really have a stealth star.
Well, you can have a death star, why not?
Well, but could something have moved through here?
Perhaps.
Star-shaped and sized. Well, maybe not shape, but sized.
A star, then.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll ask Mason and Jethro to come and just have a quick confab about this. A bit of a skurs.
What is it, really?
So, we've been noticing a few oddities the oddities tend to end up in our basket somehow. So I thought we'd better get in on the ground floor with that. So,
yes, Mason, indeed. Ground floor,
Mason and
baskets,
I both look at each other, look at radish.
Excellent.
I didn't mix those metaphors. I've got more skill in writing than that.
So, we've got... There's some anomalies in stellar rotation for a few of these stars. Just a little bit slow. A little bit too slow.
And they're too slow, not too quick.
Too slow.
Too slow.
No effects on any of our drives that we're worried about. We haven't detected any kind of gravitational abnormality that's affecting the drive. We have checked. So, slow rotation.
Too slow implies energy removed.
Possibly.
Also more metallurgical signatures from these stars?
Material in the star spectra that isn't just hydrogen and helium.
Okay, yes. Okay. Non-just fuel.
But in the ones in the centre of the cluster specifically.
Okay.
So grouped.
But of their age...
They're grouped.
You'd expect there to be non-hydrogen helium stuff, wouldn't you?
Because but it's not too high.
It's not weird, but it's weird that they're clustered.
And yeah, just a question about the...
Distinct from the outer cluster, which does not have this...
When you say they're clustered, is it quite a regular sort of... I'm just wondering, is it possible to engineer a number of stars to turn them into either a weapon or a sort of construction engine? Can you use them to, you know, clear some things out of the way or destroy an enemy planet? Could you actually do that with more than one star? Could you... are they in a sort of non-random place that maybe wouldn't be accounted for by their,
Nothing seems strange about the geometry of the cluster.
Okay.
Can you get
us close enough to hit it? I feel I'm on solid ground.
Does it have an E-cap?
That astrogation is telling you that there is... It's suggesting there is some sort of mass within about 10 light years of the core. And while you're flying in that area, you're having to do minor course corrections. Again, as if there were a star nearby that...
But there isn't.
Yeah.
If a star went through the same sort of thing as Radish went through, could it have come out... And not be visible.
Well, because we'd be dealing with the sort of... You have to admit that.
Well, I know, but there were all sorts of different things going on.
I feel like one of the very defining things of a star is that they're really quite visible.
But are they all?
Well, they're visible because they're emitting a shit ton of energy. And if they're not doing that, they're not really a star.
Suppose it was a star. And then something's happened to shift it so that we can't see it as easily.
Well, there's no visual distortion. You know, so
another vibrational frequency sort of concept. Remember reading
if we launched a probe in the right direction, presumably the gravitational attraction, whatever's affecting our course and these stars, would start to pull it in, wouldn't it?
Very slowly. I mean, the interstellar gravitation is really quite low.
But we're still having a good course correction.
Down the location because you've got this very weak gravitational influence.
And other stars in the neighbourhood.
Yeah.
In terms of weirdness, we've got slow rotation, high metallicity, stars clustered in a way we wouldn't necessarily expect. The distribution is odd. So distribution is odd.
Mm.
Denser interstellar medium than expected, as though old stars had blown off some of their surface layer. But it's more than we can really account for. Did I understand that right?
Yeah, there isn't really a star of the appropriate type to have done this.
There's not again, it's like there's another effect that's like there is a star, but we can't find the star. Similar, just
but we've got a rough idea where whatever it is.
A 10 light year sphere is quite a large sphere, but yeah.
Okay.
So how do we narrow it down in a reasonable amount of time?
We've also got...
Fire things in that direction, which way the gravity goes.
I'm coming towards the more practical concern I think both of you gentlemen might want to consider, which is, across multiple star systems in this region, the planetary surfaces are showing signs of massive scale bombardment.
Like a star's exploded.
That's one way of looking at it, but there are other
something
things...
caused heavy, large-scale kinetic impact across multiple star systems.
So let's assume that you have...
Sorry, just add one thing to that, that you could say it happened over a relatively short period, probably because it is generally one face of the planet.
Mason, this is not a cosmological phenomenon. There is something else at work here. There isn't a star.
I'm not suggesting.
Not
that
you,
it
Mason.
Was natural.
Just because I used your name doesn't mean I'm talking to you. I was looking at Jethro.
He was thinking Jethro. Yes. He just couldn't bear to call him.
Can't seem to get you out of my head.
It's the new Cornish.
It's the accent, isn't it?
After that night of practicing martial arts, I mean, you're really down to first name terms.
Oh, Horace.
Well, it's a sort of karate, isn't it?
There is another thing you're starting to pick up on planetary surveys. There aren't a lot of worlds around the core stars, but there are a few. And some of them have debris rings. And yes, the term is definitely debris.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Metal and plastics and synthetics.
Plastics, okay. There has been something... So there could have been a battle here.
You can't have a Dyson sphere. There's something like that.
That might be why we
collapsed. It's more like the aftermath of a Kessler cascade.
Okay.
Yeah, there were a lot of satellites in orbit, and now there are many millions of millimeter.
Is there a way we
fragments.
Can safely get... Okay,
so
they're
our future in the next few weeks.
Still, can we safely get a sample of that? Or is it moving too fast?
Yep. Basically, as long as you're moving more or less with the orbital speed, which you can certainly get a probe to do.
Right. Well, let's get some of that.
We will hold on to your belt as we lean you out with a shrimping net.
I have a
bit faster, bit faster.
Theory. So, what was it? A something cascade?
Kessler.
Oh, okay. I heard it as Castor, and I was like, oh, okay. So sudden
master custody,
possibly. Oh no, let's not go there. Okay, what if these were populated worlds, or at least worlds that had abundant satellites orbiting them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then a stellar incident occurred of some kind with an electromagnetic, large scale electromagnetic effect. Causing failure of satellites on the exposed side of the world.
Right.
Could potentially lead to surface bombardment by the satellites and collisions, which would potentially lead to Kessler cascade. But
it's every planet, though.
That's why I'm saying electromagnetic
eruption. Well, has it been deliberately?
Eruption.
Yeah.
If a star exploded in some form,
you'd lose all your satellites immediately anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. Is it caused by all of these worlds having had satellites that then collapsed?
So
can we trace...
We do something similar if we're coming in and we're not wanting to keep a world. We will basically neutron bombardment of a planet, which will take out all the satellites and bits and pieces. So, yeah.
Does it look like this?
Are we the baddies?
Well, I guess the question is this a single event that's caused all these things, or is it something moving along deliberately doing it?
We'd have to track a course then, wouldn't we?
Well, yeah, is there any way...
It could be a single event here, but let's face it, it would only need to happen once.
Well, that,
if it is this level of devastation.
I suppose that's my question. Is there a way we could track it to a point of origin, or is it... Does it not make sense?
We haven't really got any sort of date on these.
Yeah, that's the problem. We don't know when it happened, so tracking it back to
a later land.
Let's go and have a look at the very least some debris, a debris field of the satellite debris field, and see if we can work out.
There might be some pages of diary or something.
When you scoop a bit in, see if you can get something that's like, you know, maybe aluminium or titanium and has a bit of the American flag on, because that'll give us some clue. Traditionally, something like that always gets hooked.
Well, that'll come at the end of the campaign when we realise we've arrived at Earth or something. That usually happens, even though we left from Earth. But
right.
And, okay, so you can pick up some of all that. It is basically coarse sand in texture.
Mm-hmm.
There's very little... you could say, yes, there was definitely something manufactured that went into this, but it's been ground down pretty fine over the however long.
Okay. Do
can we get some? Look, at least they didn't have. It,
could we get a rough guesstimate of age?
Only very rough, and that would be sort of in the 100,000 to 10 million year bracket.
And can we get some idea of at least minimum tech level in the sense, like we haven't got nanotechnology, presumably, if we've got coarse grains of sand and they are beyond the resolution of the technology?
Well, I mean, there's stuff that is smaller than that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's been a while, so solar radiation pressure will wash out some smallest stuff. Larger fragments have probably been broken up or may have deorbited. Yeah, you don't have a random sample, in effect.
Any of the planets got atmospheres, or are they all...
A few of them have, and...
Oh, okay.
Possibly it's being... alerted by all this other stuff, that one of them, at least, there is something that looks like regular features. And it's not, you know, big obvious roads or anything like that. But there are five straight lines radiating from a central point. And
holes.
Pentagons, concentric pentagons between them, though they're very broken up.
They could still be geological. We'd have to investigate that.
Well, I mean, we could send a probe down.
But it is a regular five pointed star, mm-hmm. effect.
Get the buffins summoning to circle. Run some of this sand through, just in terms of what, you know, getting at, you know, what kind of polymers appear to be there. Obviously they'll be affected by radiation and so on, but mm-hmm. just speculating what sort of tech we were dealing with originally
and what sort of radiation has affected it, because if there was something, a stellar event, let's not call it a supernova, let's not call it a star collapsing into one of those anomalies or whatever, but let's call it a stellar event that's happened reasonably recently, like within the last million years, you'd get a different set of radiation bombardment than you get in from the standard thing from the sun.
Again, it would really help to know when it happened, though, because we needed...
You've got some idea of what the stars are putting out now, but you don't know what the event may have done differently from that.
I contend. I think this was a planned attack of some kind.
I think it was something that was planned, whether it was deliberate or not, or this could have just been a rather effuse byproduct.
Someone was doing something. The consequence of that, intentionally or not, was...
How many worlds are we talking about that have been affected?
Garden or post-garden worlds, maybe 10 or so?
At least one of which was, as far as we can tell, probably inhabited. Must have been inhabited.
Well,
that is also one which, at least at the moment, has a... It's a bit on the hot side, but it's 1.09 surface gravity, 16% nitrogen, 83%, or 16% oxygen, 83% nitrogen.
Wow.
You'd probably breathe it if you wanted to.
Are there any other worlds nearby that should have been affected in a similar way but don't seem to have been?
All of the worlds in the core do appear to have been affected. This is the only one that you've got the spot of ruins on, though.
Okay.
Given the state of these...
This would be the logical one to go and have a look at. I'm wondering whether it was something like was in the shadow... when the event happened, it was in the shadow of the sun.
Well, that would suggest more of an indiscriminate event if it's hit everything, rather than a targeted attack.
Oh, no. If you look around, Doctor, I think you whether it's targeted or not, I think it's hit everything. I think it's basically, it's been quite, generous extensive with its, effects, and it's giving it to everything.
Hmm. Maybe
like
something
a sort of social disease, but on a much larger scale.
Yeah, I mean, while the magnitude of the effect might have varied, it was probably more than enough to take care of any potential threat.
Well, that anyone would see feels like
the surface. I think the captain goes past humming, "I got it from Agnes," but, you know.
Can I lucky wave player my tricorder at the planet and see if there's any life forms down there?
Or we could just send them.
You shouldn't have gone for the sugar-free cereal. The one with the full sugar version was much better.
Okay, all right. Let's investigate these ruins, shall we? That's our best bet. There may be some possibility of records. Well, is it safe to descend through the atmosphere despite this?
Well, it looks like it.
Okay.
Well, we've sent a couple of probes down, haven't we? So
yeah,
let's get close enough to map the terrain and so on.
These structures are on a plateau in the Northern Hemisphere, one of the few areas that's still got a fair bit of vegetation.
Well, it's a breathable atmosphere. The GM's basically saying you must land again. I mean,
yeah, which obviously is the reason that the last thing I'm going to do is land there.
I mean, obviously, we at least need to get some samples of that vegetation.
Absolutely.
Something survived on this world. It might tell us something about its original condition.
Are there any biosignatures in the atmosphere of any kind?
Yeah, there's a fair bit. Yeah, there is certainly plant life there, and there is some sort of animal life.
Yay! Come on, let's get down there. So exciting.
I mean, if they've got something like bunkers, there's an outside chance we might actually still have sentient life forms.
Ooh, the remnants of...
Possible.
If the bunkers are well sealed.
And they may be dressed in tinfoil and be busty ladies that say, "Show us some more of this earth thing you call kissing."
Let's not activate any reactors.
Just
you've been on board far too long, haven't you?
Oh, God, he's been watching Star Trek again.
I mean, it's just a possibility.
I mean, I know they recreated it from the rumours of what the series was like, but I'm still not convinced.
Come on, let's go down there and Von Daniken them.
You keep using that word.
I do not think it means what you think it means.
It's the only bit of Star Trek I can remember.
My favourite bit of Von Daniken, I can't remember whether it was him or...
you've got a favourite bit.
Yeah, saying, how could these ancient peoples have known what a skeleton was like when they didn't have x-ray machines?
It really is a knotty one, isn't it? That's
a tricky one. Yeah.
If only we could somehow get inside a person without using high technology. Yeah.
I think of it.
Says he, waving his knife around.
I don't know. I say, just gently tapping two nodes of flint together,
chewing gently on the leg.
Do this?
Yeah.
Right,
that did it.
What a flam artist he was.
I would say good luck to him, but I don't agree with myself then, because.
There'll be no harm in wishing good
luck. Lowered the overall IQ of the planet.
Yeah.
And speaking of lowering the overall IQ of a planet,
let's just enter a new planet.
Yeah.
I hear it already has plant life, so.
Yeah. Looks like the only clear landing spot's on a small cliff face just above the ruins. So you put down there.
Cool.
We're going lander.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you could theoretically put the decker down, but...
No.
Sorry, what I mean is this the one where someone drops us off, or is the one, this the one
where... No, you can actually land on this occasion.
Oh, can't we have that young attractive pilot who I've spent 18 months totally failing to get off with?
That's not what I heard.
No, I guarantee he's not been getting off with her.
What's that grin you have?
Okay, so what do we need? Suits.
I think he's attempting re-entry.
Because there's an
I mean, technically, you don't even need suits.
There's an allegedly breathable atmosphere, which makes you think we should definitely bring...
I am going to have full vaccinated, armour-plated. What's the gravity on this planet?
1.09.
Okay.
Otherwise, how do you do the scene where you take off your helmet and go...
Yeah,
I think it's fine.
Apart from all the spores we've just...
I have seen a 50s film which it basically... Sniff, sniff. Great big deep breath. Yes, the air's breathable here.
Then they light up.
The air's breathable here. We'll soon fix that.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to have to, like, if there's actual, like, we are going to have to quarantine on the way home, and it probably is worth us at least protecting our airways. And
I'm wearing a suit, not necessarily the most, you know, armoured protective type of suits, but I'm not going out down there with...
There is no way, shape or form...
Flat cap on and a barber jacket. I'm looking for a bit more than that.
Can I just point out, it would be against every Star Marine regulation for me not to be coming out there in full power armour.
Yeah, Mark, I presume at this point that you've basically, a bit like the Rhino in Marvel Comics, that you are just sort of bonded with your suit on a molecular level.
It may as well be.
I would like to go down in some kind of bio suit, if not, you know, not a pressure suit, but something, not like...
Like a big plastic bag, then?
Just something that protects my epidermis and my an air filter and something that covers my skin.
What are those big? Is it Zorb?
Zorbing?
Yeah,
Zorb. We gonna...
It's a Zorb, but it's got what are they called for labs? You have a box with gloves.
Glove box.
Glove really? Box. You want yeah. You want a Zorb with glove box hands.
I know what you mean. It is.
So what are those? What are those pink flowers that grow by the sea? Oh, sea pinks.
I can actually.
I love the idea of these beleaguered humanoids peering out of their bunker to see a ship landing, and it's slowly opening and six Zorbs bouncing out.
As Radish goes past and you just hear chit 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 chit.
How do you stop it?
Over the edge he goes.
At least the first hour is we stick something outside, pull it back in, and then do some petri dish.
Yeah, you do actually have, and as you obviously know from having read the technical book,
a technical book?
Yeah, it's in the PDF archive. That basically you have a thing that, as far as is possible, runs the various chemical processes that human life relies on in a portable lab setting. And so you can stick this in an open airlock and watch its telemetry and say, okay, if it has not thrown any alarms in an hour, then chances are a human could breathe this and not at least suffer anything immediately.
Come on, we're traditionalists. We're just going to poke a rat out on a stick.
Just assume I'll be, you know, going with you. Back in a minute.
Yes, okay, we'll do the alarm thing. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. I'm also quite interested in using the sensors for the ship. And is there
You're suddenly echoing, what?
Yeah, who's
we are all
John, I think.
Yeah, I will do the thing. Hang on. Yeah.
You're going to mute him.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. No echo. Okay.
I'll just leave him a note.
All right, we will prod out the...
But we want to basically use sensors and stuff to basically get us... Map the terrain around us as much as
and
we can.
And, yes, crucially, check the radiation level. We've already checked it from space. Let's double-check again now we're down here.
Mm-hmm.
The document is called Bion Technical Readout Censored, by the way.
Yep.
Technical Reference Manual Censored.
Well, I wouldn't have read that if it was censored.
You could actually read the whole thing now. Basically, there is a thing which would be an ideal player handout, except that it has a great big text box talking about Agra.
That has not been well thought through, has it?
Mm. Yeah. But thankfully, we have Roger to fix everything.
And PDF editing.
Mm-hmm. So
which, incidentally, is really more good, competently done than... I did actually remove the relevant material, not just
Oh, you didn't do it. You didn't do a Epstein Files then.
Indeed.
I'm just in awe.
It's horrifying, isn't it? Yeah.
You know, there is a very standard way that you basically print it out, go over it with a thing, scan it back in, and that's your redacted file. It's not rocket science. We've been doing it since I first started working in the late 80s, early 90s. Nothing has changed.
Everyone's takes quit. Too long.
Everyone has quit.
250 billion. Well, that's true.
All anyway. The competent people have been fired.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, probably.
Yeah. I think I saw something that down to like 9 out of 60.
Speaking of wreckages of civilization, yeah. let's investigate this.
Here I am.
Oh yeah, hello. Right.
So yeah, we've run the standard, planetary safety inspection standard ops.
The cyber guinea pig is still twitching.
Okay, good.
And not
bring
in a bad way.
Yeah.
All right.
Send out the GIMP.
I think the GIMP's sleeping.
He's not that kind of dog.
I could be, for a price. Alright, I'll do it for free.
Dr. Dix.
So, you have this small top of a cliff. The ruins
okay,
are awaiting you below.
Any sign of power below, or any kind of
no,
or even
red is a
smoke
bit patchy, but there aren't any hot spots.
And now, is there plant life where we emerge?
There is plant life all over the place.
Oh, grab some, put it in the box.
I mean, a lot of plant life? Is it pretty dense, or are we talking very sparse?
There's a fair bit of it. It looks if it's a bit clearer among the ruins themselves, but out here on the edge.
The ruins.
We're in space, so can we call it the rim, not the edge, please?
Oh, I have a question, which is...
We have to
sound
space.
No rim, please, Doctor.
Looking at this plant life, which is absolutely not my specialty in any way, does it look similar to our plant life?
Oh, I'm sorry, what biology school did you go to, Felix?
With the classic looking at a leaf and going, you know, is this an oak tree?
Do they even have leaves?
Obviously alien.
You don't know.
It is definitely not standard species of where you grew up. There are things that seem to be doing the job of vines and creepers and large bushy plants. The general plan, and this is something Branish can certainly put together, is
thank you.
Fairly tough woody trunks made of multiple fine strands of fibres in bunches. And the leaf-like things are basically the same fibres, but they're flattened and then splayed apart and woven together.
Any insects or insect analogues?
Yeah. And some of the plants have large clusters of dark pods set in spongy masses of bright red and orange something, support structure, flesh, don't know. There's one plant with a tough, knobbly stem and a ropey, braided sort of appearance. Doesn't seem to have much of the other stuff.
Interesting. Should we poke it with a stick? okay.
Biology. Indeed, zoology would work, I guess.
For both of them, with I know you're going to say edu. Should we just say edu? Edu,
if you like.
Thank you. 14 in that case.
Okay. There is something weird about that last plant.
Oh, the one that doesn't fit with the others.
Well, it does seem to be of the general stretch of the whole braided fibres thing that seems to be the general pattern for plant life here. But you might see a patch of them, and all the ones that are the same size are the exact same shape. And they're not all the same size in the same patch. You've got bigger ones and smaller ones, but all the ones of the same size are
identical.
Yeah.
Plant like that could take over the world. No, it couldn't.
Yes, it did.
A fanciful notion. Are they mobile? Any evidence that these plant things are mobile?
Heading towards us with malevolent intentions?
Are there banana plants that can come in your house or something?
Blowing slightly in the wind, as the other plants are.
Okay.
Oh. You want me to take a look at them, Doc?
Sure, Felix. Yes, yes. I will observe.
There aren't a lot of them up here.
Yeah. I'll find the close one and basically do a circuit, just recording it in detail, because if we think they're all identical, if we look at two of them, then, you know, that seems like a useful thing to do. So I'll just circle around.
Cloning, like, they're identical. Like, well, maybe it is cloning. Maybe they are. Maybe they're more like fungi.
They're not. Are they identical?
No. But they are the same organism.
The word furniture is coming to mind.
I'm glad to hear that.
Not exactly, but, I mean, uniformity, if these are uniform, if that's what you're telling us, Doc, and I mean, it looks like it, I mean, that suggests more like either something...
The IKEA planet, that basically this stuff is a sort of patterned...
The whole place hasn't been demolished, it's just flat-packed.
Well, yeah, I mean, something...
And your job is to find the meatballs.
That's us.
Even the veggie meatballs are nice in IKEA.
You know, it suggests something. Uniformity tends to suggest either something that's a purely chemical for its physical process, you know, your crystals.
There are biological ways of producing uniformity that don't involve...
more your thing than mine, Doc. Spouting out loud.
Yeah. Maybe we're just not looking granular enough. Maybe they appear uniform at this distance. Interesting. Okay, well, an interesting anomaly, but should we go and visit the ruins as well?
We want in a sample?
Of course we are, yes. At any point, take samples, Felix.
Get some sort of cutting tool.
Mm-hmm.
Get scrape off a sample. Maybe cut off a sample.
Thermal sensors, see if there's anything unusual about the temperature of the plant.
Oh, gosh.
Surroundings.
Now, how did that plant know to go straight for Felix's jugular?
No, but there is. You do as you're cutting. Feel a brief sense of dizziness, and then
your arm falls off.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. That might have undercut Rogers.
So this is only happening to Felix, but there's no. I'm not going to ask the rest of you to go away because I imagine he'll tell you afterwards anyway.
We're fully documenting the whole thing.
You're standing on the surface of a planet, staring into a night sky full of stars. There are sounds of raised voices all round, and you realise you're in a crowd of people, and they're all staring into the sky with you. You know many of the people here. You know you're fleeing from some sort of pursuit. The stars hold a sense of deep unease for you as you know your pursuer is out there looking for you, for all of you. Suddenly there is a bright flash of light from above. One of the stars flares into sudden brightness. Within seconds it's too intense to look at. You have to turn away. It keeps getting brighter. Even with your eyes closed, with your hands over them, you can't shut out the light. You hear screams of pain and panic round you, feel bodies jostling against you. The light intensifies, you feel a burning sensation across your back. Suddenly the light dims and the burning fades, and you turn your eyes to the sky again. Where one of the stars was, there is now a glowing cloud which is visibly expanding as you watch. Something terrible has happened. And then you are back on the clifftop. As far as the rest of you are concerned, this has taken a few seconds.
Come on, Felix.
Notepad.
Is it that hard to take a sample?
Have I got notepad? Have I got a recorder?
Yeah. Of course you
have. I ignore them completely. I pull out the recorder.
Of course you've got a notepad.
I start recounting into the recorder what just happened.
I thought I told him how to do it.
I hold up my hand in the universal shut up gesture.
Ah, abuse.
And then I will pull out the notebook and try and draw as, but I'm not a good drawer, but I tried to sketch out something about what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Did the people around you look like the things that you cut into?
What were the people like?
They seemed to you like humans.
Okay, seemed to me like human. Okay, some just general arrangement of what I can recall from that. Which is probably
remind me, where does Felix come from?
He is from Fogelheim.
I see.
Okay, I don't think they have a distinctive.
It's a small planet, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think they have a distinctive racial appearance or anything like that.
No,
the people from King, they're all big and squat because it's a high gravity planet. I don't think they have anything like that. So yeah, they just look like people to you.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, presumably you then recount this to us.
Yeah. Now I put it all away.
Well, no, we listen to what when you're because you're mostly dictating.
Yeah.
We listen to it with.
Fascinating. Oh. So you seem to have. There seems to be some kind of memory within these.
Oh yeah, apparently you have a suit integrity warning. Apparently your glove has been pierced.
Has your skin or
I slap sealant on it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this while we head back to the ship for my quarantine.
Did the memories occur at the very time your suit was pierced?
I think so.
So has this thing got into the air circulation, or did it actually pierce
more
your
likely
skin?
To be blood?
Was the
let's find out on the ship.
Were the spores on the air, obvious cloud or anything? Felix, you're fine.
I will hold up.
You didn't see any sort of spore cloud.
Yeah,
it's
I will
just
hold
a small
up. Print. Is it my finger or hand sort of area?
Yeah.
I hold my hand towards them tentatively, and
wait,
I please look at this
let
way.
Let me check
rather
him
than,
out.
I am about to rip your face off. Kind of
let me check him out
this,
medically.
I know how this works. He's going to turn into a rampaging cactus.
Oh my god!
I'll just give him a quick bio scan with my space scanner.
Well, that's mostly a matter of asking his suit what it's showing for life signs, which he can see for himself.
Okay. Well,
which when you're a doctor has got to feel like a it's undermining your bit
come
of a letdown.
Come on, let me at least
let
get
me
my
just
space
check this out.
Stethoscope.
Is there any obvious penetrating object? Is
no.
And any foreign matter visible?
No, that was the hand you were cutting with, but
No, so according to this, Felix, everything's
not feeling
fine.
Injured.
Slightly high
something
blood pressure.
Could have gone through the skin, maybe?
Decreased sperm count, but everything else seems otherwise normal.
Oh, that's normal, yeah.
Okay.
Just got it switched off at the moment.
No.
Just the 23rd
possibly,
century.
Possibly something small enough not to have registered on pain level.
Could you reinsert your anal probe? Because I'm getting some.
I left on the ship.
Less prominent readings on the intestinal tonicity.
I'm just wondering if it's just something like LSD or something that can activate without there being an injury to breach the skin. It can go through.
It could have been something that just breached the suit and not the skin. Yeah.
The speed of it suggests that it injured.
Fentanyl, obviously, as we all know. Simply looking at fentanyl is sufficient to.
But only for an American cop.
Exactly. I don't have the American cop gene, so I should be fine.
What happened to the world? Oh my god. Felix, you seem fine medically. Mm. I don't think we need to rush back to the ship.
All right, if you're confident.
Well, yeah.
No. Has anyone actually got philosophy? I mean, should we see how he is ethically?
If the suit seems otherwise okay, if we're able to seal it,
well, you've patched it up.
Then
if you've got some kind of disease, we'll sort it out.
Yeah.
I hope these patches look just like flesh coloured. Elastoplast.
I was genuinely imagining the bright blue ones.
One of the little peanuts characters.
You want to make it easy to see where the seal's
you
been applied.
Elsa from Frozen.
I don't know what colour your suit is.
Mm. Probably slightly luminous as well, or luminescent, which are luminous, I think.
Well, it's just a plastic. Come on.
So it's easy to find and repair.
Obviously, the suits have to be in high visibility beige.
Yes.
I don't know if you've only got 10 fingers. I'm sure you could eventually work out where you got stabbed.
Mm.
Come on, Felix. Well, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I just thought
lost no blood.
As the
There's
person
no
just
sign
having
of toxins.
A strange out of body experience, I
understand it's disturbing, but we've been through worse together.
From well,
you know, we didn't immediately rush back to the ship for contaminant.
I mean, it's right there. That's really why I was.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do in the ship? Go to the toilet? Come on.
I might actually.
Well, use your catheter and your anal probe, as I told you to reinsert. But let's take that down.
A very unexpected, but very disturbing twist.
Nothing to do with
not
the
what you want to hear about an anal probe, I'm sure.
let's
go and investigate the ruins.
Let's not.
It sounds as if, assuming what you experienced was genuine rather than hallucinatory. Then the same, it would fit with the hypothesis we have formed. Now, whether that's because you were imagining that already, or whether that's actually what happened, we have yet to establish. But we can maybe investigate, if you can remember the details, and very good of you, Felix, to write it all down as quickly as possible.
Well, I mean,
we
after,
will
after
investigate
the
specifics
the,
of it.
After our trip in the anomaly,
well,
you know,
we've
got this down to, we've got this down to a fine art, haven't we, Doc?
Good job. Good job, Felix. Now let's go and investigate these ruins.
Right, athletics dex.
Oh shit!
To climb down.
It's been my session until you said that.
You can have a +2 if you're using ropes and stuff.
I think we should. I will explain to them in very small words what they're supposed to be doing.
Hold on to the rope. Do not
go
down.
We go down. I see.
Down.
We've done a bit of rope work before.
So that's 11.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's 11 for me, but I'll take penalties if need be to assist the others.
Okay, I mean, you could basically shift that to cover other people's failures if needed, I think.
Yeah.
It will be needed.
Yeah, well,
a bollocks and a 3, and I'm already at -1, so that will be a 3.
Okay, that takes up most of your effort, keeping Radish.
I knew I should have gone before Radish. I've got 6.
6 is fine.
Oh, okay. Not great.
Yeah. I will assist you if necessary.
Right, next time, Doctor, I'm going to tie one loop of this round your neck.
What? Come along. There's a merely physical imperfection in
if
my
If you knees. Listen to what I say...
Well, I'm fascinated by the surrounding fauna and flora.
Yes, stop looking around and hold on to the bloody rope.
Well, I knew you'd catch me, too. All's well that
ends well. The rope round your neck is to prevent you dying from the fall.
The rope round his neck is to mostly keep the rope vaguely towards where he is. Oh, good God.
Thank you, Jeff.
If I've got to go after you with my... Look, I haven't got that much jet fuel left.
I'm not used to this gravity.
Well, what can we do to lighten up the situation?
It's just over a 1G. It's well within normal tolerance. What the hell?
But it will makes hurt me feel, if you fall.
It makes me feel fat. Not that we had our body image class. We all talked about that.
Yes, you're not playing first edition Traveller 2300, in which everybody was classified as endomorph, ectomorph, or mesomorph.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Oh, God. I remember when I used to be an endomorph. Oh, well. Many years ago.
What's the, my God, you're a fat bastard one?
That would be an ectomorph.
I think, what's the one on the other side of that?
I was just your typical morph, but with added plasticine.
Yeah. What was his mate? Oh, God.
The blue one.
The pale one.
Well, yeah.
Jesus, I can't remember.
It's not Ralph, is it?
I don't know why I think it's Spike, but it isn't.
No.
Anyway, we can look that up.
I hear the sound of many keyboards googling at once.
Crying out.
Anyway.
Come on, Roger, we can't get any further until we know.
What are you asking? No, really? No, come on. All right. Chaz.
For some reason, I could have sworn him. Oh, I was thinking of the grumpy blue one with, like, did he have buttons on him?
Smurf.
Gillespie,
grumpy
maybe.
Grumpy blue one?
Yeah, he had red buttons down his...
Red buttons was
probably dead before Morph came along.
I'm gonna. That's too much of a tangent now. We've gone too far. We've gone too far.
Well, not
oh, sorry.
Who are you and what have you done with?
We finally reached the tangent horizon.
So, as we were saying,
Felix, this is all still part of your hallucination. You're not back out.
So I don't think there is actually. Do we have an archaeology? Yes, we do. In fact, have an archaeology skill in this. I don't think even Dr. Radish has it.
Not even I do. Does it default to another science?
Well, as a science skill, you get the zero default of any other science that you have plus one in.
I keep getting bollocks. Seven.
John, just checking, you gave him these dice. Do they actually have any other numbers?
It's the same brand I use.
There is a for fuck's sake as well. But I'm going with double bollocks.
So, yeah, basically, you haven't got anything as coherent as a structure at this point. I mean, there are... This bit of ground was probably... might have been a roadway. There is... remnants of some sort of formed polymer surface of it on it. This crumbled area is in a straight line. It was probably it's probably the stub of a wall, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Very occasionally there's some sort of dark blue metal fragment with heavy white corrosion on it. But that's about as much as you're getting from the...
So maybe some form of vehicle?
Or any sort of component. When I say fragment, you know, inch or two across at most.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
The ruins are covered with vegetation.
Sign of any combat damage?
You reckon you would be able to spot it if it were there. This is more... it's just... If there were originally, it's been so long... couldn't reliably say. I mean, there is nothing that's obviously a blast crater, but quite possibly that would have filled in by now anyway.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, where there is, for example, a gap in the roadway, there tends to be vegetation or open ground rather than a dip, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Roger, I should have said when we first landed, I've got drones in the air.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
It is in keeping.
One of the few places you've been where you can actually use them. So.
Yep.
Not that that's ever stopped you.
Well, no, I mean, I just normally just stick them down and they go... That might be me being cruel.
Yeah, there are some large pools of water. Mm. But maybe they were deliberate. They tend to take up the entire area between a set of roads. And that, as I say, there are more plants of various sorts.
Can we get any sense of scale from any of the? Obviously, roads could be for multiple vehicles, so that's not necessarily helpful.
Well, let's see. I mean, the entire area that isn't forest, basically, mm-hmm. is perhaps 800 or 900 meters across.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any signs of any openings? Any signs of any?
Well, let me wave this in front of the camera. So basically, you have this pentagonal shape, nested pentagonal shapes of roads, and then pools or ruins between them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's small enough, we should surely foot inspect the whole area.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, I mean, you know,
we've got drones.
We've got drones. Yeah, yeah. Drones up would have got sensor suites on and stuff. Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure thoroughly documented for our lovely archaeologist colleagues.
Yeah, and more importantly, you know, everyone's got the very least feeds from the drone sensors, so they can be asking me, "Oh, can you just move it over this way?" and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. The most distinctive thing you will spot is in the centre of the whole structure. Mm-hmm. There is a five-sided obelisk made of the same blue metal as you've been finding fragments of, and maybe 5 meters tall.
Okay. What's the metal roughly? Do we know? Can we get a composition and can we get an idea of, you know, based on decay, on how old it is, sort of thing?
Okay, I mean, obviously the elemental composition is something you can work out given mm-hmm. sufficient analysis. It is not a standard alloy, but it's an alloy that makes a certain amount of sense. It looks as if it's been anodized to get this colour out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's pretty. How do you like their blues?
How tall do the surviving bits of wall get? Are we talking centimetres?
Tallest one is probably about half a metre.
Okay, so we're talking the remnants, unless these were very short people, we're talking the remnants of an original thing, not any full height walls.
Is there anything that might suggest how high they could have been, if they were, like, you know, very briefly higher, or if we've got any big bits of structure and things within them that might give us an idea to scale?
It seems pretty clear that you don't have all the rubble, even.
Mm.
So it's like it's been cleared away.
Or blown away over time. Or been flooded away, or...
Yeah, okay, fair enough. That's valid.
If it was all very, very small pieces. Yeah.
No, are there
carried away by tiny surviving life forms.
Wiped clean by the wrath of God.
Is there any...
all sorts of...
Yeah.
Any sort of lee stuff by where the walls are and stuff? I'm just thinking if there's any sort of debris collecting at the base of the walls or...
There's been some, but the general chaotic spreading effect has probably predominated given how long this has clearly been.
Is it human scale? Sorry, I missed if we checked that.
Well, you haven't really got anything like a doorway. The individual roads are perhaps 12, 15 metres wide, which would be, you know, not completely implausible.
For a main...
Okay. Yeah.
For a pretty major hub or something.
And I assume, given the general condition of literally everything, there's nothing that suggests markings, because... Obviously, any surface detail would have been worn away.
Well, it's not clear from the drone shots, but there might be something on the obelisk. But
yeah, I just mean on the roads and structures we're walking past as well.
You could even get on walls. I mean, you get walls with different coloured bricks and things to make patterns. Mm. That might survive, something that wasn't surface, but...
True. We should keep an eye on them.
Any of those plants that Felix pricked himself with down here?
Yes, there are a few others.
In random arrangements, do we think?
They seem to be in clusters of the same sort of plant. And the ones down here, when they are a particular size, are the exact same shape as the ones you saw up above.
Perhaps this is a sort of planarian worm situation, where memories can be sort of digested and... regurgitated.
Some sort of, you're postulating some sort of chemical memory.
Well, yes.
Perhaps preserved in crystalline form.
It's possible. I mean, memory's still something of a mystery. I'm sorry, I don't know philosophy. but I do know neurology. I'm just pondering on the experience you had, and you say they were humans surrounding you and sounded and looked human.
As far as I can tell.
Did you see any structures of any kind during your hallucination?
You were in an open space, really.
Hmm. No, gathered somewhere, looking or hoping for a way to get out of the situation.
I get it's hard to know whether it was entirely... I mean, the chances of these beings being human externally are almost zero. So whether it was sort of a general sense of
people,
something that you interpreted through yourself, or whether it was just a hallucination and it was the sort of thing you were expecting to see here.
Yeah, I really couldn't tell you.
I'm now getting a flashback of Quatermass and all the stuff happening around. Was it Stonehenge? I think it was.
That's the children, the very last Quatermass, the one with John, what's his face?
Yes.
You know, old what's his face,
no.
Dodo. No, the actor who was in Ice Cold in Alex. Oh,
Mills.
Oh, worth waiting for. Thank you. John Mills was Quatermass in the very last.
I was just
going
to work my way through every John I could think of. How many could there be?
yeah, the one where they're all dancing around, it's slightly new agey.
Yeah.
And they're all being taken up to space. That's the very last one.
Well, yeah. They're being harvested.
Well, it turns out they're being harvested. Spoiler.
I think it was kind of obvious about halfway through, but...
Oh, well, you just
well,
say
maybe
that because
you
weren't chosen.
Not when it came out.
Anyway, I guess I'm interested in the plants. They are down here too. They're all identical.
I'm interested in the obelisk. Does it say anything like, oh my god, or something of that ilk?
I mean, if that happened, you'd just say it. You wouldn't carve it.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, can you imagine if they had to carve a Lovecraft story as it gets I'm coming, they're on the stairs.
The three-lobed burning eye.
Oh, bugger, I spelt lobed wrong.
I can't imagine what a three-lobed eye is. I mean,
thrice lobbed, surely is. Terrible, must be a typo.
Yeah. This man was beaten to death with ocular apparatus. Okay. Well, anything on the obelisk of any kind.
Okay, getting a bit closer, taking a more detailed look at it. It clearly used to be taller, and the top has been broken off. That's the most obvious thing.
Did we all? Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
if you've got a broken off knob, doctor, please don't talk about it.
I'm sorry if my knob is on your mind. I never brought my knob into this situation.
I thought you said you never brought it up.
Apart from what is broken condition, what else can we?
Sorry,
so
Roger.
On three or on four of the sides, whatever was carved or engraved there has been worn to unrecognisability. But on the fifth side, you can just about make out a series of concentric circles spaced around a central point with short tick marks across the circles.
Short what marks, sorry, Roger?
Tick marks across the circles, perhaps indicating some sort of progress.
Were they put later? Is there any way of
telling
that?
There's a horizontal line at the bottom of the whole thing.
That looks like a solar system map of some kind. Does that correlate with the solar system we're in, do we think?
It just reminds me of like an Apple Watch health app. You completed your outer circle. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well done, you managed to walk 3 feet twice.
Or astronomy would tell you more.
I think this...
Bollocks.
You got bollocks again?
Not double bollocks, but a single bollock. And that would be 5, I think, in total.
Okay, Dr. Randish pontificates while Felix works out what's going on. You reckon...
Might as well use that for the episode title, actually.
Star Trails.
Star Trails?
As the stars rotate through the sky, the trails they appear to leave. And specifically...
Is there one for something that isn't actually there anymore? By any chance?
Well, that's the interesting thing. This is... It's indicating a particular time.
Can we extrapolate backwards from how the stars look now?
Possibly, though you probably want to use the ship's computer to
I'll get out my notebook. I'm doing something.
We are talking directly to them at the moment anyway, so...
And, yeah, one of the stars shown on the obelisk is no longer in the sky.
That would be the one that went that you saw go bang, Felix.
Concrete evidence that your hallucination...
Well, we don't know what this obelisk is. Don't jump to conclusions. Okay.
Obsidian evidence.
I'm pretty sure that's what this indicates. And obviously, as the person who had the... I'm going to say vision.
Vision's fine,
had the experience...
No,
maybe I'm overinterpreting.
I think I'm not going to
something I perceive.
It does lend some credence to it. Would it? Can we tell? Oh, this might be a stretch. From the way it's carved, that they would have been held by
a left-handed or a beings, right-handed person.
Beings with opposable. The scale of
a bald
of the...
alien with a lift in one shoe.
Beings with lasers would be your best bet.
But a left-handed laser.
Okay. No, and the scale, is that like monumental scale for a human? Is that the sort of thing you would...
Yeah, the whole diagram, the whole is the width of the face of the obelisk, which is perhaps 2 meters wide.
And they clearly responded to the visual spectrum then, in a way that we would.
Well, yes, but not being funny about it.
It's all the same colour.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they didn't...
Yeah,
it's like
a carved stone. You could view a carved stone in infrared, and you can still see it's a carved stone.
A carved stone with sonar, and it's still a carved stone.
Okay, now they presumably went to some amount of trouble to make this metal blue.
Mm.
So there's that.
Mm. Just tap it. Is it solid?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's when the countdown begins.
I'm not going to lie, my first thought when we came in here was that there was going to be another bloody spaceship hidden in those stars.
Yeah, can we get either of the obelisk or perhaps an analysis as to what it's made of? I'm wondering if we can work out a more precise time for when this event happened.
Yeah, quite possibly.
This thing is eroded, plus it's been made at a certain time, plus we've got this vision.
We might be able to narrow it down.
Check somebody.
Computers. I've got computers.
Why is that?
No, I haven't. I've got comms
with
and sensors.
Edu? That's more like it. 12.
Okay.
No, sorry, it's 11.
More like it. Well, you only did a 6. So Ace, the computer aboard Bayern, is basically back calculating the positions of the stars to try to give you a time. Two problems that it comes back with, which are going to impair this. One, as you've noticed, one of the stars is missing.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the proper motions don't completely 100% match up.
Because one of the stars blew up.
But it's calculating that.
Or disappeared.
But
did it explode?
You could potentially use this to work out to higher precision where that missing star would be.
Yeah, because we haven't seen evidence of a supernova, so it didn't explode as far as we can tell.
Well, no, we're seeing some bits that would indicate sort of supernova. Because the heavy...
Yeah. But then, would that make sense? Or is it something different? Because I couldn't think of a natural phenomenon, a cosmological phenomenon that would explain this.
Yeah, I mean, a supernova would make
overload
more damage.
Yeah, so it's
can
more like
you overload
it just disappeared.
A star in some way that wouldn't be quite as devastating as a supernova?
I guess there's ways of snuffing one out.
There are lots of theories, but... It is very much, it might theoretically be possible one day to do this, but we haven't the faintest idea how.
But it may have happened, a long, long time ago.
So there are some ideas about using a star to take out planets as the ultimate planet buster.
Well, that was the sort of thing I was wondering earlier. Was this,
it's almost like
this. But there's no way of kicking people's heads in.
Does this vision, or in a mental recording, whatever it happened to be, impressions that Felix had, that seemed to suggest that there was some sort of off-world threat, but not just a natural disaster, not just
they were fearful
which
of the
suggests
stars.
Either there's a hell of a coincidence going along here, or whatever happened to that star was engineered. It was totally deliberate and was probably used as a weapon. So, but that's to what end then, if they then just abandon the planet? Are they just destroying race?
Or you have a star cluster that has a set number of people. They may have actually had stellar terraforming to the point where they've moved some of the stars to actually be closer to each other.
But then where are they?
I mean, to what end? Could just be it was simply a war.
War for the sake of just destroying the other side is surprisingly rare.
Right.
Normally, you'd move in and you take you extract all the particular resource, or
because it's very expensive, if nothing else, run a war.
To summarise, you kill them and take their stuff. Sorry, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are we fighting any alien races that are so xenophobic because they just don't want us to be in the galaxy?
Details of the Kafer psychology are not clear at this point.
Yes.
That's an unfortunate name.
Oh, yeah. The Kafer was sort of who I was half thinking about. Do we actually know that they just want to basically just erase us at the moment?
Jethro's got his big box of enemies out and he's flipping through it.
So I will turn around to Mason and say, well, look at the Kafer. I mean, you know, if the Kafer had access to this sort of technology, they would use it to try and wipe us all out.
But all they do is completely ignore where we used to be.
You're breaking up quite badly there for me.
I followed it though. Yeah, you.
Oh, there we are.
Okay, sorry. Well, I mean, what would they do after they eliminate us? Would you expect them to just completely ignore the area?
Yes.
Because all the traces are, you know, either mining or colonization or something in the areas.
They might mine us for resources, but that would be about it.
Plus, you'd only go for the major resource centers. You know, this might not have been one. This might just been a. This is the first planet we've come to. But it does seem to be the only, it's the only obviously occupied one. It feels to me like an act of aggression or war or something.
Out of interest, Roger, is this the one that's furthest away in the cluster?
No, it's quite small. It's around one of the core stars, but it's not particularly far in or far out.
Okay, so it might have just been that it was just lucky in the fact that its star itself probably gave it some sort of protection, maybe.
Can we learn any more? I mean, this may just be some age-old genocide.
It could be a genocide, or it could still be a byproduct of some form of... Well, we need to see...
We don't know if there's a...
Perhaps it was
even assuming what experience was true, we don't Ace know if might... there's a connection between the apparent persecution and...
It may have just been a cosmic giant accident. Then perhaps they delved too hungrily, too deep.
But by that sense, world that...
Oh, you broke up completely John. We can see you fine.
Never mind. Yeah, never mind.
No, it sounded exciting though. We'll get you on the recording.
I shall nod along thoughtfully.
So, Int plus astrogation or astronomy or cosmology would be a thing. Possibly quite a hard one.
9 for me. Oh, 118, says Felix.
It's only 15.
You reckon you've pinned down the missing star more precisely than the 10 light year sphere thing?
Okay.
You've got a fairly specific location for it.
Let's find this mother flipping star and flip that mother over on its flipping Stella S.
Yeah, and let's get this plant sampled and see if we can.
Okay, do you want to do your plant samples?
As the person
can we take
who's
a whole
already
one of these plants, does it how have
big,
a root system?
How big do they get? How small do they get?
Let's see. You've seen them down to seedling sort of size. Biggest one probably about 4 or 5 foot tall.
Let's pluck a whole mother out.
I mean,
take it back to the ship. Chop the thing up.
Going to regret
style.
See if they're connected.
Okay, so you're poking around at the roots. They don't seem to be, but you're on the bridge of a warship. Speeding away from a battle. Smoke and sparks fill the air. It's hard to see. Your ship's barely escaped. You can see the familiar faces of your crew slumped at their workstations. They're looking despondent. All hope is lost.
Lazy.
You were outmatched. The enemy had far superior numbers. Some of the other ships stayed behind to form a rear guard so that you and one or two others could escape. But now you know the only hope of staving off total defeat is to do something terrible. A plan that you fought against when it was first proposed. It won't give you victory, it will only ensure that the enemy is defeated. You order your crew to set course for a system near the core.
The ultimate FU.
And you pop back.
Then no man shall.
I once again pull out the recorder.
Oh, he's off
universal
again.
Universal gesture.
Okay, what was it this time? We'll have a listen.
I am going to see whether me in my Gadarian K-19B... I'm going to try and pull up one of the trees.
Okay, he, there's some sort of electrical interference on the outside, but it doesn't get through your suit.
Interesting. It seems to be electrical in nature. Doctor, I know I normally say, for the love of God, don't touch anything.
I feel like Felix is already... I mean, I think whatever happened here is long gone, and it does seem to be the ending of some dreadful interplanetary war.
I actually think, Doctor, it might be useful for you to get an experience, get a feel of this experience yourself.
You want me to stick my dick in it? Should we leave it there?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
No, it's no fun when you tell me to do it.
you must absolutely forbid him from doing it. Then he'll do it.
I'm tempted just to pick him up and throw him into a tree, but that might be a bit cruel.
You do have the strength enhancement on the power armor, I believe.
Yes, but that's
yes, a strength of 15 radishes.
and you know he has unarmed combat 0.
Yes, but I've got unarmed combat 0. I'm trying to get it to... In fact, that's what I'm learning at the moment, is unarmed combat 1.
Okay, but for now, we leave it there?
I think that'd probably be a good place to
that
leave it.
That was pretty good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like their basically leaving sort of...
Brain memories.
Little memories.
Sorry if that was too tense.
Messages in a bottle almost, sort of.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Now we're getting
no voice at all from you, John, but I guess we can infer from context.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
If it was going to fail, now was a good time for it to fail.
Yeah.
Anyway,
cheers. See you next time.
Thanks, Roger.
Cheers. Brilliant. Cheers, Roger.
Bye.